Good morning, Q.
Hey.
I'm happy to be back with you guys.
We're happy to be back with you, Thumbelina.
Yes. I want to commend you guys on a great episode last week. Y'all did really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all made me very, very proud as I laughed and I listened. And I seen how y'all were focused and everything. And I knew there had to be some reason that y'all were focused. So I'm just happy for all the...
As usual.
Right.
Y'all know I do. You know, that's why y'all hired me.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't saying that's why y'all pay me. That's why y'all hired me.
Okay. That's why we hired you.
The pay ain't came yet.
The pay is on the way.
But I got the job.
Yeah, we're waiting on an advance from the company. All of us are waiting on an advance from the company. We don't know what company, but we're waiting.
Hey,
so any companies out there that want to advance us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or sponsor us or anything like that.
And I done bought y'all's publishings for pennies.
Not for pennies.
On the dollar.
No, just pennies.
Just pennies. Not on the dollar.
About two of them.
Not even on the dollar yet. It's just like, hey, man,
are they wheat pennies? Anyway, how was you guys' week? Start with you. Let's focus. We're all over the place.
And there was beverages in the mix. See,
that's why I said that's what was keeping y'all focused.
Exactly.
So.
See, so
I stay on focus though.
You do, but once they pull you off the road, you just be off road with them. So it's just like you like the four wheel drive.
One is all purpose crop. Yeah, he's all terrain crop. Right here. Like, yeah, I got this man.
He just walks in it with you guys. So.
Next,
he's
gonna
like,
have the fur lined ones, you know, so he can go through the muds.
You know, but.
Yeah. No.
He said no.
So, your week was how, Chris? How was your week?
Week was it was good.
Okay, I don't know. You said it questionable, but okay.
Yeah, it was good. I survived. I work. I go home. Oh, I work. And I go home.
Repeat.
Yeah. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, wash, rinse, repeat. That's what it
goes. But yeah. Oh. And just side note, I've already congratulated Larry. Congrats, bro.
Number one.
Look, when I seen Tampa Bay go down with that field goal, I said, ooh, wait a minute. I started pulling out my fingers. Wait a minute. There was a half a game back.
He pulled his socks and shoes off.
Pinky toe flared out a little bit. So I was like, yep, that one right there. That means number one. Congrats.
We control our destiny at this point.
Yes, y'all
excited.
I'm tickled for y'all. I even told L, I already had a Panthers t-shirt. I mean, we're going to rock it. And represent y'all, man.
Well, you should, Chris. You rock New York Giants stuff.
I see what
you might as well,
fine.
You know.
But anywho, week was good. You know, survived. Still 10 toes down, not up. Didn't do much nothing. Just the usual, working home.
Well, that's
sleep.
Good. Repeat.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it was
Ippity
good.
Ippity boppity boop. It's the weekend.
Yep.
Yay for the weekend.
Go to work. Drink. Come home.
Drink. Yeah. Scratch my ass. Drink.
Lay down.
Drink.
Wake up. Drink. Stand up.
Fall. No falling.
No falling. Please no falling. We've had enough people falling this week.
Was
we
good.
Don't need no more falls.
It was good. Yeah. But anywho, Miss Thumbs Up, how was your week?
My week was good.
Thumbarella.
Y'all leave Thumbelina alone.
I like that one.
Y'all leave Thumbelina alone.
All the dumb jokes that I could hear. Not dumb.
Dumb or dumb?
Not dumb.
Or
but
dumb
the,
thumb.
They're dumb thumb jokes at this point. I've heard
it
already.
No, you've definitely not heard the one I just hit. You ain't heard Thumbarella.
No,
I like
heard.
That. I did not even.
Thumbarella is a new one. But now I've heard it. We're gonna put that in the list of you know thumb.
Had you heard Thumbelina before today?
Yes, Thumbelina.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Because okay. I looked at somebody at work like what, and I was like, okay. No, it's not.
Get that bottoms up.
Exactly.
Thumbs up.
Terrible.
I'm sorry. We gotta stop sometime.
But, you're trying too hard, man. Just let it come naturally.
As my thumb heals, yeah, it's been a lovely process of recovery. I bet you I won't. I bet I'll let that damn door slam. It'll slam on somebody else's finger before it hit mine. I'll be like, oh. That's how
it moves.
Thumbs you good, up. Right?
She could be thumbing up from here. Wait till she get that damn. Wait she get that splint off.
Nah, Kim don't even open doors no more. She be like, "You supposed to be a gentleman."
Yes.
Co-workers be like, "Ray, what you doing?"
Wait for somebody else.
Somebody got to open my door.
Open the doors at work. Sorry.
It's like I saw this thing on Instagram one time where this dude comes back outside in the morning and he's. His girlfriend, a wife, or somebody is still in the car. He gets in the car. He's like, "Babe, you been in here all night?" And she says, "You never opened the door for me."
That was on a movie. That was on
a
show.
Oh, that was a real movie?
That was on a show.
Oh, I thought it was just a clip from Instagram.
It was black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife was sitting out there all night. She's like, You never opened the door. He was like,
"Oh, I didn't know that was." Yeah, I thought that was some AI stuff. Hey, what the fuck?
No,
that must have been like a two minute
movie or something. No, no, it's not. Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's on.
Look, the gang. Sad, but the gang's
it's
all
in my
here.
Head now.
The gang is all here. Terrible. Chris, put it on pause in your head. Put it on pause in your head for about 5 to 10 minutes. Hey, you can bring it back in 10 minutes.
Ain't no pause.
Jesus. I got 2 more weeks of light duty, I guess, and then I go back to
then you back to wrestling doors.
I don't know.
They got the belt.
Going back to the orthopedic doctor and see
that
what they
steel
say.
Steel cage match was a motherfucker.
But I'm ready to go back to work. So I be regular because I don't like sitting down doing nothing. I'm not used to doing nothing. But oh well.
Shit.
But the pain was a bit much at times, but I made it through. So
yeah,
moving forward.
Sure, holiday at us. We had something for that.
Yeah, no.
I had something for it too, no so doubt. I could get out of bed.
That's why she couldn't.
I was like, oh, wow, I think I'm going to make it.
I could, but why?
Because I'm sitting here like this. Like I used to be. So that was my former self. I used to, you know, yeah, my former self.
You mean
self.
The way you normally do up until?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, exactly,
yeah.
Larry.
But I've been doing really good being alert.
Huh?
I have. I've been doing. Look, sorry, I have. Sorry. I have been doing really good. Stand
you
on.
You got three,
with
bro.
It.
You got three on that. That's pretty good.
See,
yeah.
Terrible.
You got to build off of it though. We're gonna go five this next time.
Anyways,
yes.
Larry, how was your week? This.
My week was good. Yeah, it's good. Got a little new business opportunity situation. Working out.
That's awesome.
And, that's what's up.
He said new business opportunity situation. All that sounds great, Larry. A new
So yeah, working out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Got a couple of kinks or whatever.
Some cakes.
Kinks, you know.
Oh, kinks. I'm like, you're selling cakes.
Anytime you change, you got a little kink, you know, a little here and there to work out.
Things get kinky sometimes.
Yeah, hey, you know.
Hey, kinky's good.
Hey,
sometimes.
You know, kinky is my forte.
They got a drink after that.
Not a lot of late, had like one late night this week, so yeah, everything else was, you know, like, yeah, I was in fairly early. Yeah, so things are looking up, things are good. What else did it get done? Yeah, I ain't worked yesterday, you know, getting some work done to the truck and everything. Had a very productive day, got me some new glasses coming.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Finished
become
up, got
smart.
My little DLT physical and everything. So, everything, you know,
he ready for next year.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah, getting everything lined up. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But
sweet.
Hey, I'm doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just you forget something.
I had my year anniversary at my job. Don't look at. my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I had my 1 year anniversary and I got a 2% raise. So hey, I'm happy.
Hey, raises are good.
Raises, I don't care how many percent, just give it to me.
Yeah.
I wanted the 3 because it's like the most you can get is a 3, Gray. So that's good. I'm like, I would have been all right with the 3.
Yeah, the trifecta.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. My new business situationship is gonna give me a raise.
Awesome. We love raises.
All the time.
Yeah, we love more money. We love it. Love it.
Yeah. Things are good. Looking up.
Always a good thing.
That's what is this?
Quiet on the home front.
That's good.
So,
you like quiet.
Yeah.
Everybody likes quiet.
I don't like quiet. I like noise. Mm. Love noise.
Love noise. Oh, shit. Okay. Like yeah, that's cool too.
I don't like noise.
I mean, I like love noise, but that's
no. I'm talking about, I like
that's a different noise. That's a like sweet music noise. Love. That's not a noise. That's sweet music.
Shut up. Okay, and we're back. Again, we're back.
The band is a percussion instrument.
Yep.
No.
Yep. See, he not keep the time with this.
See, and y'all can see how Juan, he'll get off road and he'll just ride off road with them. And this is what
ain't no them.
This
that's
is
just
why
them.
I was so proud of them.
I ain't on that
this
road.
This is why I was so proud of them last week. They stay focused for the most part. And I didn't hear any crackling. I didn't hear any snoring. Last week was really, really good that they were here all by themselves. I felt like a proud mama bear. I did.
Bitch, what the fuck?
He might have made it 5 minutes that time.
No, he didn't make it 5 minutes.
But at least 4.
He didn't make it 5 minutes. Keep going. Anyway, no. No, Chris, pause. Juan, how was your week? See, this is
my week was cool. Not really doing project stuff right now because it's Christmas and I don't want to get the living room all junky.
Really? No, I'm just you had that little thing in the corner for a long time. That's why I said really. Like,
that's hid over in the corner.
It's not hid.
That's decoration at this
point. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I don't want to.
That is what we call a conversation.
This
piece.
Is what you call the tech motif.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Nice, Larry. Bam. Nice.
Okay. This is the tech motif. This is a working space, but it's also,
it's very functional
and functional and cozy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Same those things.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just happy you have a real tree this year.
Wow, Juan.
I'm very happy.
Really?
I had a tree.
Hold on, Juan. I got you. I got you, bro. I got you, bro.
No, Chris, go to my
phone. Bitch, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck? My tree was like a legitimately real tree last year. That is a faux tree.
Facts.
Year.
Okay.
Facts. Just because it fits more into your
motif.
Vision of what a Christmas tree is supposed to
no,
look like.
No, because I don't have a Christmas tree.
Going
so
by
it's
what
just...
the white man tell you a Christmas tree supposed to look like. Shoot, we ain't had no Christmas trees in Africa. We ain't had no, we had trees.
He said in Africa. Who been to Africa? Let's talk.
Well, Africa, Americans.
Okay.
I ain't from Africa. You from Africa. You scratch I'm a Chris Shaw Mafia.
Oh my god.
Oh, you got to
I'm
love
a Trinity it. Terminator, man.
Trinity Terminator in the world.
But yeah, work good.
I can't with y'all.
That's about it. Yeah. Did some additional gym days this week, so that was
awesome.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Trying to
to do that.
Get back into being in the gym on a regular.
Mm-hmm. You went early in the morning?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Nice.
Did some MetaQuest stuff, some Beat Saber, some boxing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Haven't really done any computer stuff either, so yeah, it's just been.
Well, just taking it easy.
Yeah, been chilling.
Chilling and taking
easy.
Care of you, man.
Self-care
yeah, kudos,
is important.
Man. Kudos, baby. Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Taking care of me
for sure. Yeah. You got some news for us?
I do.
I was gonna say, knowing he's taking care of himself, he was screw the news.
This is why you hired me.
Yes. His check is on the way. He getting a raise.
So did y'all hear about the
I want a raise too.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so
I'm sorry. I put it down because I don't really need it. So did y'all hear about the Washington D.C. Lady that was squatting in the Airbnb?
No.
Airbnb, no.
Yeah, so evidently this young lady in D.C. had rented an Airbnb during a time when her apartment was being repaired. Uh-huh. She stayed there for a month, and the Airbnb contract ended. She did not leave. She remained in the Airbnb property, and this has been a several months endeavor. The owner of the property has just been trying to get her to leave. The squatter says that she's now a tenant, so she has tenant's rights. So there's certain things that the owner of the Airbnb should have had or should have to do at that point to get her to leave her property. They just went to court, I think, sometime last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and the court did find that the squatter has no tenant's right. Tenancy was never established, so the lady was able to immediately remove her stuff from the property. But
that's crazy.
That is very crazy.
What squatter rights? I don't understand.
And that's one of the,
I don't understand it. I need to go squat right now while I'm fortunate, at it.
But that was one of the things that scared the crap out of
when
me.
When you was renting, when you had the rental property.
I was fortunate never to have to worry about that, but not to worry about it, but to never encounter it. But yeah. I mean, like, so the lady had been in her property for months paying nothing.
Wow.
And the mortgage company don't care.
Yeah, they still want their money. They want their money.
Yeah, so it's like that's
the house still in your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's come up with something.
People are always talking about how bad landlords are, but these are the types of things that landlords have to deal with, and you have to prepare and do things to mitigate stupid crap like that. So I mean, yeah,
but as this is crazy.
Why were you worried about it as a renter? Because it seems like you would have that covered within the
lease. With the lease, right?
Yeah. North Carolina we're fortunate that North Carolina is a pretty, it's a landlord-friendly state. Mm-hmm. But I was wanting to expand into other states, and that's still something on the horizon.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just a fact of, even in North Carolina, you know, when we started, it was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a moratorium on evictions. There was a moratorium. It was you weren't able to get court dates to evict,
right,
even if
right,
you
right,
could.
Right.
So
exactly.
Until you can go through those things, if you get a bad tenant,
you're at a loss.
You're on the hook for paying that mortgage without
being
without getting the rent coming in. Yeah. So those are it's scary.
Okay.
But dang.
But yeah. It worked. I mean, I ain't gonna say it worked out for, but I mean, at least she's able to get her property back.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, that was one story.
That's well, I know they were talking about, it's been several months ago, because Brian Biggs actually had, maybe I shouldn't say his name, but anyway.
Hey there,
nah,
buddy.
He's a public. He's hey a there, public buddy. State. Ain't he a state rep, state senator?
Senator
he's
or something
a
rep, like that.
He's a representative. Yeah. Yeah, so
he's a local.
Yeah, he all right. Yeah, I think he had a situation where someone was squatting, so he had he was sponsoring a bill, if I'm not mistaken, to give landlords a little bit more foothold leverage in situations like that.
Not too shabby. Not too
next.
Shabby.
Let's see. So, President Trump signed an executive order this past week, allowing or barring, let me pull up the actual story so I can actually say the actual thing. But it was basically, block states from making AI regulations, which to me is kind of weird for a conservative states' rights type of precedent say that states don't have the right to legislate against an industry. That just struck me kind of weird. From a this has been a, you know, states' rights has been a Republican platform. I mean, that was the whole premise behind overturning Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was to get, you know, the decision making back into the hands of the states. Yeah. But to, you know, with AI, I mean, and granted, you know, I ain't going to say he's in AI's pocket, but I mean, kind of everybody's in AI's pocket right now.
Right. Yeah. Especially, true. You know, people with, big industries and corporations, I guess. Yeah. Because they can benefit from it so much more. Yeah.
But I mean, that just seems, you know. I ain't gonna say I'm indifferent about it, but for me, it just struck me as weird, being as that, like I said, conservatives are typically states' right leaning, as opposed to, you know, we're gonna use our federal powers to tell states what they can or cannot do.
Right.
So. Crazy. This is off the.
No comments on that.
Okay. I'm totally agreeing. I mean, I don't know. They need some guard. I think the AI definitely needs guardrails, but
definitely.
I also feel like it would be best because of how AI is going to be, or how it is kind of like a national thing. I do kind of agree with the fact that this should be some like federal guidelines, guardrails in place, because. Mm-hmm. Leaving that up to the states, it's gonna place guardrails, but some of them's gonna be 3 foot off the surface. Mm-hmm. Some of them might be 6 foot. Some of them, you know, gonna have a whole other emergency lane, you know, bus lane or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I see that, but at that point, do they really need to? I guess take away the state's rights, or, you know, say that it's no good. Why wouldn't they just put in some strict guidelines, some narrow guide, you know, on a federal level? Is that not possible?
I mean, I'm assuming anything's possible. I just would have assumed
it is why Trump's in office.
Assumed that, you know, federal government would place their guidelines. The way I would see it would be federal government would place very broad guidelines. And then states would be allowed, if that state so chose,
to narrow them down
mm-hmm. and make it stricter. Yeah. But with this executive order, they can't. The executive order is to block state AI regulations.
Okay, yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that they probably should have just came out. And like I said, the narrower the better, coming from a national, or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? If the government went ahead and placed theirs, I think theirs should be fairly narrow.
You mean wide?
Narrow.
You think the government should be narrow regulations?
I don't want it to be so broad.
Yeah.
Because the potential for things to go haywire and crazy, you know, I feel like that's your boundary. That's like your easement. Like, you can't go past these lines. So I don't want to give the states, you know, because for me, and the way I see it is, the government should do what's best for the people. And that should be, you know, a reasonable margin, but a slim margin.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
For protection. For whatever AI can do, may be able to do, that will cause problems. And I would rather have a narrower guardrail set like that. Maybe not super restrictive, but cut that. I want to cut down what the state's got to play with. You know what I'm saying?
Look at it. That's a way to look at it.
Put it like this. In a football term, I would rather try to keep them in between the hashes than to give them the ability to go out to the sidelines. And I think that the sidelines should be set by, you know, the state. And that's just it. I mean, not the state, but the government. And that's just it. And that should be set according to the people and what we, you know, feel like is going to be best for us. And that's not why just that, not just these, and I'm air quoting elected officials, because once they get in office, it seems like they go with their own opinions and they stop listening to the people that got them to where the hell they at.
They should listen to the people that's elected, but that's,
I mean, that's the drawback of, you know, but that's representative republic government. We don't live in a pure democracy. I mean, it's representative republic. So
then stop yelling that that's what this country was founded on, because that's not what it's founded on. That's not what you're operating on now.
Country's never, it wasn't founded on pure democracy. Pure democracy is chaos.
Well, I'm saying.
Well, hey, it's there.
I'm not saying chaos don't do there. It. I'm saying stop saying it.
Representative republic is happy medium. It's happy medium.
Happy? Okay. Is it really happy?
Is that all the news?
I had another story, but I never put it on my my list, and I forgot what it was.
Okay, so that's a solid note.
Yeah. This is a local story. Okay. About the student who got stabbed at
On Winston.
No. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that
North Forsyth. Yeah.
North Forsyth. They were saying that. Prayers to the families. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Prayers to both sides of the family. Well, both families, shall I say? But they were saying that the young boy who actually got unalived,
expired.
Yes, he was the boy who did it. He was defending himself, so it was like a self defense thing. So they're saying that the child that was defending himself, nobody's. He's not getting charged or whatnot, and the people have been tormenting him and his family, sending threats and all that stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, me too.
But
but they said it was all over. My thing is, what is a kid doing with a knife at school? I mean, I'm just like wondering, like a knife.
These kids are doing okay.
And it was over a weed vape.
Yeah, what's a child doing with a weed vape?
I mean, come on, vaping is cool.
But it was a THC vape.
Yeah.
Oh.
Still inhaling toxic metal into their lungs. Don't they watch those commercials?
Juan, don't say that. Let me stop. Christopher, yep.
Let him go. You know, those commercials are for kids.
Yeah, they are for kids. But, you know, I just hate that it had to end like that over something so minor.
It is minor.
I mean, that's so minor. But it was in that moment.
Did you watch the video?
I didn't.
I hate to say that I did.
Oh, but wow.
But I wanted to see it.
Wait, there's a video that you can watch?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That was in the news also because Meta and, it was Meta. So Instagram and Facebook, which is run by Meta, said that there are certain First Amendment rights, and so therefore they have not taken it down.
Oh.
It's not very, the one that I saw is not very graphic. It's the fact that you know what's happening, but as you watch it, you really don't know what's happening. You know, if you were there in the moment, you'd be like, why do fall?
Yeah.
You know, oh, he knocked him out. Now, I brought that up to say that the fact that it was videoed and there was a crowd around, and of course there were people hyping it up. So, and then in the moment, you know what I'm saying? And apparently he must have been, my interpretation of what I saw was, it looked like the guy was getting the better of him. The 18-year-old seemed like he was getting the better of him, because he was the one that was most vocal, sounded like. And I guess the dude bit him. He was like, oh, my mama, you bite me. And going through all of this. I don't know if that, I'm assuming that that's about the time that the knife came out. And, you know, because they kind of struggled. And then all of a sudden, dude just kind of backed up off of him. He went out in the hall and he collapsed.
Oh, man. It was
and good. Then that's when someone said something about a knife and stabbing and stuff like that. So I understand the First Amendment right, because now I'm able to, you know, form my own opinion about
what
I saw
and
how it went down. So as two people coming in to a fight like that, they call that mutual combat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So no matter who was the aggressor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But once you pull a weapon into the into the situation, it changes then, mm-hmm. and now you are the aggressor.
Yep.
All right. At that point in time, if the 18-year-old had a backed up with the other guy having a weapon, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? He's exposing himself, so mm-hmm. it made sense for him to move in, because a knife is a close, you know, close range weapon. Mm-hmm. So you cut the distance, you mm-hmm. lessen its effectiveness.
Yep.
And so that's why, you know, the police chief and everybody has came out and said, you know, this was a horrible accident.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have a feeling that a lot of the people that are tormenting this 18-year-old's family, okay, yeah, it's a lot of emotion. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't feel the same way.
Right.
You know, if it had been one of my family members that had expired. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we got to educate ourselves to the law and know what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And be able to look at stuff objectively, the way I was able to look at that video, which if they had pulled it down, I would not have been able to do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see the video. I just heard, you know.
And I felt bad for watching it or even looking it up.
Wow.
Because these kids do that. You know, uh-huh. World Star may be the death of our damn kids, because you know it's on World Star. I didn't look on World Star, but I bet you it's probably on World Star somewhere.
Yeah.
I
mean, World Star still is existing.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. World Star, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. I can't remember last time I looked at World Star.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is that's circulating on a different algorithm and on a different generation, to where we don't really, if we don't tap into that
mm-hmm.
algorithm, I guess, we don't know that it's there. But there's so much stuff out there that, you know, is easily accessible that we don't really know about, mm-hmm. which ties back into the whole AI thing. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, that shit can get picked up by AI and made way worse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any good guardrails inside, you know what I'm saying, one state to show it this way, another state to show it that way, you know what I'm saying, it just causes more confusion. But if you have a government set guideline that says, nope, you ain't going that far with it, you know, then if the, you know, and it doesn't have to be super tight, but I just think that it should be a limit set to where it shouldn't go, and that should be your federal limit right there. And I don't think it should have too much leeway for the states to
manipulate now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I deviate from it. Like I said, keep them between the hashes. Instead of letting them get out to the
That's why I think there should be wide hashes. Because that way, as a business, I mean, because it's not really to regulate how AI is, I mean, well, it is, but if this is going to be a, you know, a free industrial technological country, there has to be, if the federal government makes the hashes so narrow, it doesn't leave as much wiggle room for the states to even be like, hey, we could do this for you. I mean, for me, it's the equivalent of porn. I mean,
porn.
No, I mean, seriously, you can't film porn everywhere.
When you said porn, Chris was like,
but you know, I as a state can be like, you know what? We'll take your porn money. We'll take your gambling money.
Yeah.
Because the federal government, you know, gives wide leeway on stuff like that.
True that.
You can't film a porn movie in North Carolina, but you know what? Vegas will take your money.
Yes, they will.
Quickly.
I'm okay with that.
I guess looking at it from a capitalist standpoint, I can see where you're coming from, because you're looking at it from a money and a business standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it as, if you want to sell government, if you want people to believe in the government that you're running, then you should do what the government is supposed to do and what you say you're going to do. And you know, on one front they say, oh, well, we're doing this to keep the people safe. Mm-hmm. That's our number one priority, is a safe America. All right, that's cool. But there are different threats on America also.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that same energy across the board. Mm-hmm. Don't have narrow hash lines over here for this particular thing, and then come over here and be like, ah, I make more money off of that, so I'm gonna widen the ass, you know, or you know, I'm gonna give them more leeway on this because that's gonna make me more money. Mm-hmm. But this over here, you know, that's probably gonna give me more votes. That don't seem right to me.
It's not. I guess they, you know, they make the rules to modify them and, you know, do what they want to do to benefit themselves a lot, I think. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, an AI rule isn't to benefit them. I mean, that's honestly, I mean, because it's a worldwide AI arms race. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is trying to develop AI. Mm-hmm.
And AI is a
It's the Cold War. AI is the new Cold War. So during the Cold War, certain things, you know, we weren't as focused on mitigating. I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I mean, it's harder to be covert with stuff like that. So mm-hmm. you have to be like, you know what, we're not going to regulate AI heavily because China is trying to develop AI, very good AI, very cheap AI. I'm about to say,
they're probably getting it better than we, I mean.
That's fine. I mean, and I get all of that, but you got to be able to be looking into the future to make sure, because as soon as some more crazy shit happen, you know what I'm saying? There's already people on Capitol Hill making stories about how AI done encouraged their kids to kill themselves and stuff like mm-hmm. that. You know, that's the type of guidelines I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's got to be something somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But until it hits close to home, it ain't really a big deal. But let one of these senators, you know, with all this money, you know what I'm saying? Let one of their kids fuck around and off themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll get some action. And that ain't right, just because they got more money and power and position. What makes their kids any less than one of our kids?
Because it makes it more personal. It makes it more personal, I think. But who knows?
But this is the thing. And with AI regulation/deregulation, the more intelligent the AI gets, the hopefully less apt it would be to do things of that nature because it's smarter. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't really want to heavily regulate it because you don't want to slow down its learning.
So why are and unfortunately, it at that point?
It's a snowball that's rolling downhill. It's not going to stop at this point.
Oh no!
So it's a snowball rolling downhill. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get faster. It's going to get smarter.
So what I'm saying is, get on down the hill and build you some kind of ramp, some kind of something that's going to slow it down. Some speed bumps, some whoop de whoops, or something.
Whoop de whoops.
Whoop de whoops.
But that doesn't, well, I mean, that's an opinion piece, but I don't think that, for me, I don't think that comes from heavy regulating. She's saying don't puff that because we're going
to
hear it.
No, she's saying we're getting ready to wrap up on the news segment. Yeah, go ahead and get your video
straight. Thank you, Larry.
That's gosh, what I get Chris. Paid for.
You're getting a raise for real because Chris is over there like,
gonna double your pay.
Double your pay. What? All the way. Ooh, today is your day.
Mess around and make me get out that truck, boy.
I remember one of the other stories that I was gonna
go for.
Disney.
Yay.
Invested, I think, $1 billion in ChatGPT for Sora. For licensing or something like that.
ChatGPT.
Sora is basically it's a segment of ChatGPT that does video, short video duplication. So Disney is going to allow Sora to license some of their characters in their videos.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Really?
And
Rally?
They're not happy about that. The voice actors and the voice actors and the writers and stuff, because they were saying the little news clip that I saw on that. They were saying that it would just be as simple as them being like, hey, I want you to show Mickey Mouse, you know, surfboarding, you know, on a piranha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, singing zippity doo-dah, you know what I'm saying, with a mashup of Bob Marley's, you know, Gotta Have Kaya.
It's just that easy.
You know, and he'll be like, you know.
But the
sad thing is, only thing that is a way for Disney to just get a little piece of the action, because guess what? You can already do that with AI. You can already use licensed characters and stuff.
Yeah.
Now you're just saying, just give me a little bit. I'll take a little bit of money off of it.
Because all you have to do is say something like, I don't own the rights or something like that. Or you don't even have to do that. Like when you use their
stuff.
I know,
that's on music.
It's on music. Okay.
There are ways to work, or there are ways to prompt AIs that get around a certain built-in barriers.
License.
Okay. We'll leave it. I mean, because that's the same way that the young man got prompted the AI to get the instructions on how to self-delete.
Yeah.
It's software. Software can be hacked. Mm. So there's ways to engineer your prompt where you can get anything you want. This just basically removes that barrier. You don't have to get creative with your prompting. You can now be like, hey, Sora, type it in, you know, make me a picture of Mickey Mouse. But they did say that, you know, there are limits on what Sora will be allowed to produce. No alcohol,
no sex,
porn. Yeah,
no porn.
Those of you who are looking forward to Mickey Mouse porn, Mickey from Sora,
Mickey and Minnie,
not happening.
Not from them anyway.
Not this year. There. Not
gotta
this
go back
year.
To your Scooby-Doo porn.
Scooby-Doo.
Bro, Raffney.
Terrible. No. We're not going there.
I would have got away with it too. Didn't want for that meddling dog. Them kids.
Does that conclude your news for the week?
Yes.
We're not going to the left. We're staying right down the middle. With no off-roading.
We got time because we only had like what three videos we posted.
It's okay because we don't know how the conversations are gonna go.
That's why they call it the mystery van.
Yeah. No, we're not going off road.
The mystery machine is rocking. No. Don't come a knocking.
See, and this is why. What?
Oh, cheeky Scooby Doo. Let me at him.
And see, crazy enough, while I was gone, they were on task. And I'm here, they can't focus. Terrible.
I go to the left. No. Shove it in.
And this is why.
I got a stand like
no,
coffee.
No. One.
Scoob.
No, Larry. No, Chris.
Scoob. I think she wants a Scooby snack.
Pause.
No, Scoob. The other Scooby snack.
So stupid.
The next frame. They're running the train on Daphne. Anyway.
No, Chris, play. What do you have? What do you have? Look, what do you have, Christopher? Shit. Play what you have for us.
Hold on.
See what I'm talking about.
Bitch, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck?
Terrible. If you would have been ready, all you had to do is hit the play button. But see what happens?
Anyway.
Why are more adult children cutting off their parents than ever before? Could therapy be part of the problem? Family estrangement is quietly becoming a crisis. A 2022 YouGov survey found that 1 in 4 Americans are
That was interesting.
1 in 4 Americans are timed to fuck out.
6% have cut off their mothers. Now here's where it gets interesting. At the same time, therapy use has skyrocketed. In 2002, just 7% of US adults were in therapy. By 2022, over 24%
have timed out.
It keeps stopping.
But that wasn't the first one we was going to do anyway.
Oh, it was?
Because the one from last week that Kim wanted to chime in on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About the women.
Them selfish chicks.
What?
Which one was like, that? You listened to it. You heard what I said.
Ain't nobody selfish.
Well, I said that was my first response when I heard it. You did. Hey, my commentary is going to be the same.
Look.
Yeah. You want me to do it or you got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, you go ahead, Juan. Play it.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Okay. Want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, excuse me for caring, but you're acting like I did something wrong.
You go with this again.
Yes, here we go with this again. I'm just tired of dealing with your attitude when I've done nothing wrong.
Tired? How you think I feel?
I don't know, James, because you won't tell me.
I'm tired of acting like everything is okay when it's not.
I understand that, but I'm not your punching bag.
It's not about that. I already gotta put on a fake smile every day at work, and then I come home and gotta deal with this.
So I catch hell while everybody else gets to see you smile?
That's how it has to be. I can't have an attitude at work or I'll get fired. And if I get fired, none of the bills will be paid.
So you can fake smile for strangers on the street and your coworkers, but you can't smile for me?
Can't fake it with you. I can't lie to you.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
This is the flip.
So how is it? The person that loves you the most? It's the least of you.
This is the original version.
I'm just saying, if you make an effort to smile at strangers and be the fun James that everyone loves, it would give me a little effort or two. I deserve to see you smile too.
Okay, so I was just, I'm gonna stop it there because yes. The next part of it goes into the original Nicky Giovanni.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the.
They had the funny acting. They had the acting voices, so that's how you tell the difference. Now, I'm gonna just say woman's perspective on that, and this is just me. I don't speak for all women in America, but just me. That right there was good, right? I think it was good. Mm-hmm. But what she said, I think your home should be a safe place where you, whether it's the man, the woman, whatever, can be completely transparent and, you know, communicate. Whoever you're, I don't have a partner, but I would want my partner to be able to be transparent and, you know, talk to me. But why should you have to come home and be stressed or be fake or be, you know, whatever? I mean, not saying that the woman's being selfish, but I just think it's good that, you know, she's wanting him to, you know, share his feelings or.
No, she's not. Well, she's wanting him to put on the smile that he's wore all
she's
day.
She's wanting, but my thing is that wasn't his truth. So at home, he should be able to be like, babe, you know, this, that, and the third, whatever.
And he didn't deny her that.
Show her some compassion and some love.
He didn't deny her that.
Yeah, but
he didn't.
He didn't deny
the way
that,
they portrayed it. It was like, you know, he just came in and got him a glass of water, or whatever, and sat down, and she already could tell that he had a rough day. She asked him if he wanted to talk about it. He said, "No, I don't want to talk about it." That's him being transparent and being himself and being honest in his home with her. But it was not good enough for her. And then she turns it into a thing to where, to me, she flips it personal when she says, "So you can put on a front. You're giving somebody else better than what you're giving me. You're still getting the best of me. Because I ain't paying nobody else's bills and I ain't coming home to nobody else. If you want to talk, cool." He never said he didn't want to talk. Well, he wasn't going to. He said he didn't want to. And that might have been in the moment. So, like we said last week, this is where the communication really comes in. He could have handled it better as a man.
He could have handled it a lot better.
And he could have dumbed it down. But if he's just walking in the door, and if he's had a rough day, and she see it on him, then that's where she should have gave him a little more grace and be like, "You look like you had a hard day. I'm gonna give you a minute to decompress." Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby, it was fucked up. But like I said, that's that communication.
Communication is important.
And she communicated improperly. And he communicated improperly.
So on both parts, it was improper
communication. And I never said anything different last week.
Yeah, I never so Kim, said you added absolutely nothing to this conversation, Kim. You came in and agreed with it.
I mean,
But on the end, she said she was so proud, and it seemed like she did not listen to what was said.
No, it's okay.
I mean, I'm enjoying having it now, and I'm glad. I mean, because sometimes you need to have these type of conversations for. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hearing it versus having it. Yeah, you know. But yeah, we definitely on the same page with how things should go. But we just saying it in two different ways.
I just think it was delivery. I guess I took it in when I was listening to it. I mean, listening to it last week, whatever. I was just like, oh, you know, like, and of course, and I ain't gonna say, of course, it's right for me to take a woman's side. But, you know, initially be like, yeah, you know, like, okay, I get it. But
I get it. Because we also, we all acknowledged that last week, too, that, you know, we understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and the part that really hit home for me is like, I can't handle attitude. Now, she's talking about strangers and stuff, and I don't smile at strangers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work on that to be, you know, but more usually, when I'm going into Walmart or if I'm doing something, I got the mean mug on because I don't really want nobody to talk to me because I want to go in, get what I got to get, and come back out.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I ain't all friendly, you know what I'm saying, and then have somebody come up to me, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, you know, my gal and so on and so.
Yeah,
you know, and she's 85 years old, so now out of respect, you know, because of the person I am, damn, I don't ask this woman, she didn't stop. Nah, I got to listen to this long ass story. You know what I'm saying?
You never ask people how they doing. You just say hey and keep going.
Mm-mm. It's a habit. Yeah, I'm trying to do that too.
Yeah, just say hey and keep on moving.
So, but yeah, as far as the smile and stuff, but for me, sometimes in that, well, we'll just not even sometimes, but in that particular point, I feel like she made it personal and then she turned it into attack on him. Because she was like, oh, you can do all this for everybody else. And that's the last thing a man wants to hear is, you know what I'm saying? Especially out of his significant other. And you know what I'm saying? Now, you getting all the, like I said, she getting the best of him. If she don't feel like it, even on his worst day, she is getting the best of him. He is coming home to her. He is eating that nasty food that she putting on the table.
I disagree with you on that because you're making it sound like automatically because he's coming home, she getting the
that's
best.
That's not the best.
But if he ain't coming on home and he ain't beating on her, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he ain't hungry and she put some food on the table. He gonna eat it.
Yeah,
I think he gonna eat at least one plate to show her that he appreciates the fact that she took the time to cook or whatever. Or at least that's the way I would play it. We'll put it that way, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like I said, even on his worst day, she's getting the best because he's coming on home to her. He's trying to provide for her. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he may be falling short this day on the personal attention or whatever, but that's goes back to the conversation.
We're just going to agree to disagree on she's getting the best of him because a man's doing the providing. Well, that don't mean it's the best, because to me, I'm a major, I love communication. So to me, communication is, to me, to get the best of a person is to have a great communicator. Because I can provide, I mean, you know, that's, and like I said, that's just some to
right.
me.
Right. But still, I mean, even if, so you communication is a big thing to you. You may be getting the best of his communication. He might not be a good communicator, but you may be getting the best. But I don't agree with just because I'm coming home, that's you're getting best. But you still may be, if they're communicating badly,
but you're still getting more.
The best that they can give you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you still get more. I mean, when, like I said, when she comes out and you can smile at strangers on the street and you can be the fun guy out in public and you can do all of that.
Just keep it on public all the time. I'm just joking.
I mean, you know, it's like, but he's still, you know, coming home and dealing with things and he's still being your person, your companion.
I guess
he could probably do it. I mean, you know, with somebody else. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's, but God, you just got to give him a minute.
Give a minute. Just give a minute. Timing is everything, I guess, with that.
But the communication
has to be
Could have. Communication was bad on both.
Yeah, and the communication could have solved the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, in the moment and how she presented it and everything, you know, it was like she was just coming at him when he first got in, and it's like, that's the worst.
Yeah, and then she took it personal. But, yeah, of course, people always make it personal. Well, I think people always make it personal.
And I understand that, but if they had, he might have heard her a little bit differently if he'd had a little decompression time.
Yeah, probably. It's always good,
you know what I'm saying,
to bother people, right?
But that's you know what I'm saying. But like I said, that mm-hmm. was all that could have been communicated beforehand, or communicated differently in the moment.
Yeah,
I'm done.
He said, "I'm done."
Well, I keep saying the same thing over and over again.
It's okay. It's you're right. Okay. Next, Chris. That's the one that you played. I guess that's
the one that kept cutting out.
Yeah. Do you think with the upgrade on my phone, I can't.
Here we go.
I got to go and download all this stuff. So,
You
got a new upgrade on this lovely iPhone. Makes it better.
Really?
Yeah. Don't sound like it.
Well, once I go back and upload all my stuff, whatchamacallit. You ready?
Yep.
You sure?
Sound like a lot of work. We don't do that on Android.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Don't be like that.
Oh, this is the one.
God, Christopher. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Get it together,
hey,
Larry.
We're gonna confiscate this.
Yes, please. Switch. No, stop. Yes, we're gonna be done with that. Is that the right one?
What is going on?
This one has to keep stopping.
Because it's an Android.
I know we're about to pull up, and I should have told you this sooner, but my ex is inside.
What do you mean, your ex inside?
Is this?
What is that?
This one, somebody said.
This wasn't it, was it?
I don't think so, Christopher.
Yeah, it was. This came from Juan.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear. All right. All right,
babe. I know it's about to pull up, and I should have told you this sooner, but my ex is outside.
What's your ex inside?
I wasn't aware. I just got the text message saying that he's there.
Chris's phone is garbage. Chris will have to get you a new upgrade. Sorry. Is it going to your earbuds? No. Okay. Oh my God. Terrible.
All right, I got you.
I know we're about to pull up, and I should have told you this sooner, but my ex is outside.
What's your ex inside?
I wasn't aware. I just got the text message saying that he's there.
How you don't know, like, the friends give you, your ex going to be inside there? Like, how you don't know that? This is crazy. Like, come on, man. Yeah, he going to be in there looking at you sideways. You got your shorts on. Like, I don't have time to be competing with him, man. Like, you still like this nigga?
No.
So why you ain't been talking to
him? I just found out.
Well, how long ago you found out? When I pulled the fuck up?
No, on the drive here. I mean, if you're not comfortable with that, we can leave.
Yeah, I think we just need to go away because I don't want to be in there around your ex-boyfriend and you looking all good and shit. Then he want to be bringing your plate and all that, and I ain't got time for shit. We can just leave. Fuck it. Next time this shit happen, man, don't invite me no more.
Okay.
Is the house right here?
Yes.
Cool little neighborhood.
All right, babe. I gotta tell you, my ex is inside.
I don't give a fuck. You with me now? He got a problem with you?
No.
Mine now. He fucked up. Fuck you talking about. Yeah, man. And he can hit my hoop. Fuck you in there. You look good as a fish. You think he miss you?
He might.
I miss you too. Fine as you is. Yeah, man. Listen, I'm going in first, right?
Okay.
You come in 10 minutes later and walk right and kiss me dead in my motherfucking mouth. I got the ground, homie. He ain't gonna play crazy. You with the shit?
All the way?
Better be, man. And you make him a plate. But you bring mine first. Make my plate bigger, make his smaller.
Make him smaller. Give him a kitty plate.
You understand?
Yes.
And don't you fuck this up.
Showtime.
I like the different aspects of it. I'm more leaning to the last one better.
Yeah,
than,
that would be.
Me. I'm like, yo, this is what we about to do. Let's put it on for the people. Yeah. Let's go, baby. Let's make it happen.
They knew what they was doing. Yeah. They knew they was getting watched this.
They the one who passed up on this. Hey. Let's make it. You say make him a plate, okay, and put okay. I'm not gonna put the big piece of chicken on his plate. I'm
give him that little chicken leg to be down in the bottom of the bucket. Yeah, get him that motherfucker, the one where all the bread and done come off. Of.
See, I ain't gonna go that. I ain't gonna be like I want you to fix him a plate too. I mean, yeah, you just make sure you fix my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Smack you on the butt as you walk past. Mm-hmm. You come by and just ease down on my lap.
Something just ease. Start feeding me.
Yeah, we get ready to feed each other.
We get ready to give him a show. Hell yeah. Yeah, I like that though.
Yeah, that's good confidence right there.
That first one was definitely not it.
Yeah, I was like, you got too many insecurities on that.
That second one.
We just won't even go next time.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, you gonna modify your life? This nigga, he a pass. He has been. Don't worry.
But that second one was hot.
Yeah. The second one was really good.
My favorite part, he was like, now don't fuck this up. Yeah. Hey, shit, we got to give them what they want.
You know they going to be looking.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
She going to be
nervous. Don't see how you going to play it.
Yeah, he's like, don't fuck this up. He sounded serious, too.
Don't for me, I'd be like, up. Oh, we got to take you back so you can change.
Put on that swimsuit. Hey.
Get Johnny Gilman. Put on your red dress and slip on them high heels.
Yes,
oh my
God. That was nice. That was nice.
That was a nice.
Because you got to look a certain way when you fix my plate.
Nah, you don't. Just the plate coming from you is will be a smack in the face. In my
yeah,
mouth,
yeah.
It'll be a smack.
Make sure you smell
it
good so when you walk by, he'd be like,
excuse me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, you smell so good. I do, don't I? Uh-huh. You miss this, honey. Hey, what you want? You want another drink?
Like when you sit on my lap, be like, this what you wanted, daddy?
Nah. Look, just kiss me on top of my head. Give me
stroke a nigga's ego.
And when and as you bend over to kiss me on my head, I'm gonna run my hand down your ass real slow. I'm gonna cup and make a jiggle for him.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Make sure you lean.
Such egos you men have. Such egos. But it's okay to
that's funny though.
Stroke a man's ego every now and then, I guess.
That's funny.
You stroke more than my ego, I'm just saying.
But we know with me and y'all are easily, you know. Y'all are lovable though. Y'all are all lovable. Why? We gonna let you play him? Because Chris's phone is
I don't know what's going on with
you
it.
Might need an update. All right. You might need an
sorry.
Update. We know.
We never did that the one that kept buffering on the first one.
No.
All right, so I'll go back to that. Here we go.
Why are more adult children cutting off their parents than ever before? Could therapy be part of the problem? Family estrangement is quietly becoming a crisis. A 2022 YouGov survey found that 1 in 4 Americans are estranged from a close family member. 26% of adults have cut off their fathers, 6% have cut off their mothers. Now here's where it gets interesting. At the same time, therapy use has skyrocketed. In 2002, just 7% of US adults were in therapy. By 2022, over 24%, according to the NINH. So is there a connection? Therapy teaches you to look for trauma. And when you go looking, you'll find it, even if it's not really there. This was confirmed by a 2025 study by Petithis et al, who found that the more time people spent in therapy, the more negatively they remembered their childhood, even when nothing had changed. Therapy didn't just help them remember, It distorted what they remembered. This is how innocent people get blamed. Parents, siblings, partners. People get labeled as toxic or abusive, not because of what actually happened, but because of how therapy reframes the past. And once someone has their aha moment, therapists often push for boundary, which in real life often looks like estrangement. But what if we've got it backwards? Not every problem is caused by a childhood wound. And cutting off people who love you isn't always healing. It can be trauma reinforced. A real solution? Start with what's happening now in your nervous system, your body, your environment. Breathwork, regulation, grounded tools for real-time healing, not just stories about the past. If therapy is convincing people their past was worse than it was, maybe we need to rethink what healing actually looks like. Have you or someone you know experienced family estrangement after therapy? Drop a comment yes if this hits home. Why are more...
family estrangement...
Who posted that?
Juan.
Me.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna let you. I want you to lead off on that because I don't. Mm-mm.
Well,
I don't.
I don't think. I think it's I think that post kind of was kind of scapegoating.
Yeah.
Therapy, and taking away the individual's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
In the same manner that it's saying that, you know, therapy is blaming. I think. Yeah, I think that this is placing blame on therapy where it's not necessarily warranted. Mm-hmm. I do think that people are becoming estranged from family and friends, just people in general, because of over-labeling of trauma. But mm-hmm. I don't necessarily blame that on therapy. I blame that more on... I think a lot of people may self-diagnose things as trauma. where trauma may not, I mean, because I do believe people can experience trauma,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think everything that you've experienced in your past just because it was uncomfortable was traumatic.
Yeah,
that shows a level of fragility. If everything that happened to you in the past
yeah.
traumatized you, maybe there's some coping skills that need to be developed
yeah.
There. And it's that's yeah. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you about that fragility thing. Just everything.
Because I don't. I mean, because I worked with a therapist, and I don't feel that he
right
allowed me to. He. I don't. We didn't do a lot of retrospective work
mm-mm.
into my childhood. Most of my therapy work is
here and now,
dealing with breathing, what's life. Happening right now. and not necessarily dwelling so much on, you know, past things.
First thing I thought was like, that's got to be a different, for him to pull up those figures, just like, where are they testing? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Where's this information? I could see more of that happening like in California, where, you know, there's more therapists, and I realize that different therapists have different philosophies yes. or approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that in California, you will find more of those who will try to get you to fix your past in order to rebuild into your future, which to me just sounds stupid and is a money grab by the therapist versus one like mine who, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with you right now? Mm-hmm. Not what has been. Every once in a while, you know, but he, it's more of a, we get into history just as a touch, as a quick back frame, but mm-hmm. it's not like any, like, deep analysis of it.
Yeah.
So, I could see where, yes, there would be some therapist with that philosophy that's like, oh, okay, well, this one hurts you and that one hurts you and this is toxic. But also, I wonder if that is also including the people who haven't been to therapy, who just watch a lot of TikTok and, you know, YouTube and Instagram, you know, motivational, you know, yeah. content creators.
Yeah.
Like you said, self-diagnose, or just decide to know that's good information, and because you don't like the way, you know, I do things, or we always clashing, you're toxic, so you're cut off now. You know, it's becoming a trend.
Mm-hmm. Very trendy.
And being toxic is a buzzword. You know, and like, so I, yeah, I'm just agreeing with you from a different perspective, but yeah, I totally.
Yeah, my therapist, she didn't, but I guess you know, when you're talking about going back, I think some people, they have to, and I ain't gonna say they're really jacked up adults, but I think some of those therapists do go back to their childhood because some people are really, really damaged.
Well, from,
you know.
But it
and for some me, people, I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, I think even therapists that, even people that have traumatic childhoods, if you're working with a therapist that deal with a certain school, because I don't know if this is his primary school of thought and therapizing, but I know Jared was really big in ACT, acceptance and committal therapy. Which allows you, it's pretty much is dealing with present situation versus dealing with things that happened in my past. I may have a something that comes up that's triggered from my past and it makes me feel a certain kind of way, but in this moment right now, how do I deal with it now? As opposed to constantly looking back at it. How do I deal with it now? And I think that's a matter of finding a therapist that works for you. I mean, some people... For me, that school of thought would never work for me, because I'm not a person who's constantly wanting to look back at my past. So that's something like I would not have. I mean, we all know I speak very highly of Jared. I would not. I would not speak as highly of him as if he was always, you know, bringing me back to my childhood, dealing with things that happened in my childhood.
Let's go to the 5-year-old you. Right now that's so far gone. I don't even remember the 5-year-old me. No, let's keep it.
But I mean, I can see where some people, like you said, some people might need to look back, but you also need to, and this is like my perspective, there should be something that helps me deal with that past thing in the present. Because that's how, for me,
you got
constantly
move forward
being in the past doesn't.
Yeah, you're 10 steps behind all the time.
Yeah. True. Touche. True. Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting little.
Yeah, it was.
Chris, you've been quiet.
He been saying.
He mad at his phone.
He mad at his phone. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. You over there listening to that music, girl, and I done got a virus on your phone. Your phone done got the cootie buzz.
I mean, we're working.
Never go to Pornhub on your phone.
No. But he was watching Scooby Doo. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go on with the next one, because Chris's phone is broke.
No, let me try it.
Okay, that's what he said. Sorry.
No, let me try it. Seriously. All right. I'm gonna try this one. All right.
He said, "Let me try this one. See if this one works."
No one triggers you. You trigger you. When you start to realize nothing is being done to you, you're the one doing it all. That's when you start to liberate yourself. Anyone to the outside who's a trigger is only a trigger you're using. You could say, how I trigger myself is, I see these people and I picture, or I say to myself, or I do this in my body, because that's how it really happens. There's no one to blame. Someone else can.
It did it again.
Go ahead, Juan, because Chris phone sucks.
No one triggers you. You trigger you.
Am I triggering you?
When you start to realize nothing is being done to you, you're the one doing it all. That's when you start to liberate yourself. Anyone to the outside who's a trigger is only a trigger you're using. You could say, how I trigger myself is, I see these people and I picture, or I say to myself, or I do this in my body, because that's how it really happens. There's no one to blame. Someone else can go by and have the same experience and have a trigger. So you're doing it. But we somehow forgot we're the one in charge here. And then you become enslaved to some pattern instead of waking up to your own true consciousness. No one escapes extreme stress. The only question is, stress or let stress use you? Do you create more stress by what you do in your own head, or do you de-stress and move forward and use it as rocket fuel to make your life greater? No one triggers you.
Chris, is your phone triggering you? How do you feel about that, Chris? We're here for you.
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space.
I wouldn't go laugh. I thought I could pull that one off. I thought I could pull that one off.
How are you feeling, Chris?
How did that make you feel?
Yeah.
I'm angry.
You're angry? How are we going to use Chris? That anger to fuel yourself forward?
No, let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back to your childhood.
Why are you angry, Chris?
Let's go back to the fat.
It's because you didn't get the
fat.
It's because you didn't get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
Yeah. No, he got it. He got the Thriller jacket. And he got, let me stop.
Yeah, I did. He didn't get the Thriller jacket.
Yeah, you got all the name brand stuff. We got all the bootleg, but anyway.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Bootleg?
Don't do that, Kim.
What?
Got the bootleg stuff.
Let's just say this for the people who knew. All of us went through fat stages. Well, I was big as my mama when I was in the fifth grade, so I got to wear a lot of my mama's clothes. That was the perk one. It ain't like she would go buy me stuff. I can wear her clothes. What are you talking about? Whoa.
Anywho.
Anyways, our shoes were different. Our shoe size was different. But anyways, we're not about to have family therapy right now.
Not the pod.
Anyways.
Not this week.
Not today. Huh. Anyway, triggers. Chris.
Bang. That's what a trigger does. You have a big bang.
God. Well, how do you feel about that? No, we'll do Larry. No, don't be looking at your watch. Okay, it told me it's time.
Triggers?
Triggers. What the name?
I love to pull them. Love to pull them.
Speaking of triggers.
It's one of my favorite pastimes, actually. I just don't do it enough.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but staying on task with the triggers. The man is
that's
talking about.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. Triggers.
I didn't know if y'all was talking about going to the range. You know,
that's
y'all be
exactly what they
that's exactly
talking
what
about.
We was talking about.
Are you that
bitch,
slow?
What the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck?
Y'all make me so sick sometimes, but I love y'all the same, you know. At the same time, so.
Hey, that's what you paid me for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you paid me for.
And you just gave that nigga a raise.
I did.
That's
I
what you paid me
not
for.
Not one raise, but two raises.
Within an hour.
And Chris, you just lost your job because you're fine. So, tell me how that triggers you.
You know what? I'm still going to show up.
Hey. How you think she's going to pay for my raise? You're fired. Just extra.
Hey. I'm still going to show up at work.
She got extra salary cap. Now.
That's right. We're going over the 2026 budget. Chris, yours is done. Anyway, Juan. Okay, let's just Juan can stay. Maybe I don't know if he's off road.
No, I can go.
You sure?
I mean, yeah. Okay. I mean, because basically, it kind of reinforces my philosophy. But for basically, to break it down simply, for me, it's the same as saying that it's not necessarily what happens to you, but how you handle it. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's just saying it in a different way, but that's what I got out of it, and that's kind of how I, you know, navigate life. You know, it's okay. You know, quick, real quick. Oh shit, this happened. Fuck. Oh, where that might have taken me like 15, 20 minutes because I just shut down. Now it's like 3 or 4 minutes, if not even seconds, mm-hmm. just be like. Alright, so
take a deep breath and keep pushing.
Alright, you know what I'm saying? Sit there, stare at it, shake my head, cuss a little bit, and just be like, alright, how do we come out of this? Alright, well, first of all, I gotta have this. This is gonna have to be done, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And start from, you know, because I think too many times people focus more on the problem than being a problem solver. Mm-hmm. And so then they fall into a victim. In my opinion, like a victim mentality, because it's like life is just happening to them. Mm. Man, life happened to everybody, man. Whoa, shut the fuck up. Me. You know, we all have problems. Some, you know, greater than others. Mm-hmm. But we also, each individual that has a different problem, that may be the one that they put the most weight on. That may be the one, you know what I'm saying? You don't ever know what people are going through. So, true. For me, it's like, yeah. Basically, you know, you can say it's a trigger, and that's pretty buzzword language, but at the end of the day, you know, sounds like you in a mishap for whatever reason, and you got to deal with it regardless. So, how you handle it is how the rest of the things are going to go. You know what I'm saying? If you spaz out and flip out right there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once you get out of that situation, that's going to set a tone for, you know, the rest of the day possibly. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So it's like, why even subject yourself to that? I'm done. Next
one.
You go.
You go, Kim. Go. I go, you go, we go.
Okay, triggers. I'm just speak on the whole buzzword trigger, whatever. You know, I think a lot of times when things trigger people, when they use the word trigger, things trigger, that triggered me to do such and such, or, you know, that's why I responded that way because that was a trigger or whatever. Sometimes, I guess for me, you just don't have to let people get that close to trigger you. I mean, for me, I try not to allow that because I try to be a even keel kind of person. Well, I'm always usually hyper or always, you know, full speed ahead or whatever, but that's kind of like my natural pace. But I try not to really let people trigger me because I'm just, in most cases, except for my family who know me, like at work, people always think I'm just high strung, which I'm not. I'm just always ready to go, just do it, you know, whatever, whatever. Or to hear people tell it, I'm always already just in an abrasive type mood, which I'm not. Like, I just look, as I tell you, I have like a natural, I guess, rest.
RBF.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just look like, you know, because at work, I don't just walk around smiling. Yeah, I'm all.
You always got something going on.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about something. But for me, you know, I just try not to, that word trigger, you know, I don't really, don't like to use. I guess I kind of don't like to use
it. It feels like a cop out at times, though.
That triggered me to do that. That's, yeah, you
know,
like that.
Yeah, you know, it to me, it really feels like a cop out because you're placing blame on something else, like you were saying, and, you know, well, that triggered me. No, it didn't. Once again, you were faced with the situation and you had a decision to make and you made the wrong one and blamed it on something else other than yourself.
You know, triggers for me are, you know, dates and things that happened to me that kind of, I can say traumatized, drastic things or whatever. Because like I tell people, I always say every year around the November months, whatever, I get like really in a funk. And it's nothing that really triggers me, but in my mind, I just always have a,
I have a replay.
Yeah. And so it just puts me in a bad place. That's my own fault. Nobody triggers, you know.
But that's just my choice that you take.
That's just my choice. Yeah. Because
and you
I
take
just,
that ride.
Yeah. And I don't ask nobody to be like, oh, you know, could you? I did ask my supervisor to work with me because I already had some other stuff going on. But, you know, for me, I always just tell people, hey, you know, I just might not be my normal self, but I'm good. But don't nothing trigger me to, you know, I don't just walk up one day and see something like, oh, that triggered me. And I'm just, you know, no, you know, but for the most part, I don't.
I'm slamming every door.
Yeah, I'm slamming every door because that triggers me every time. You know, no, I don't.
But I thumbs up, though.
Yeah.
I won't do that no more.
Constant reminder. Every time I wipe my ass.
I got a new.
Can't even wipe my butt.
Slamming doors is not.
No, now she's a stinky booty.
But that, well, whatever. Whatever. Anyway.
But that, you ain't got to worry about that.
She said she got a nurse for that.
So stupid.
Facts.
No, my nurse does not wipe my booty.
Look, but she didn't say she didn't have a nurse.
I have
a bunch of nurse friends.
Hey, let me say. He may smack it in once in a while, but he don't wipe it.
I have a bunch of nurse friends. Let's make that clear. Because I was in the nursing profession for many years.
Okay.
That's how you clean that one up. Anyway, Juan, triggers. See how y'all be trying to get off track?
I think we're getting caught up too much on the word trigger and not on the actual, for me, the meat of the post wasn't really about the word trigger. Mm-hmm. It's more about the liberation that comes when you
respond,
when you realize that actions, you know, your response is unique to you. It doesn't have to be dictated by external stimulus. You get to control that as opposed to allowing someone else to
control it.
Yeah, allowing someone else to control it. Yeah.
Did he just give you the $10 version of what I said, or is it just me?
I mean, it's not any dollar version.
I'm just saying that because you use bigger words.
I didn't use any bigger words.
You said you did use a big word.
You used bigger words than what I did.
The external stimulus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Stimulus is a bonus. Big word.
You get bonus points on that. You know what I'm saying?
None of those are big words.
No. All right.
It's just
seventh grade words. Come on, man.
But you went to kindergarten class. No, I'm sure. Look at Chris over there. He's like kindergarten.
Yes. I broke my purple crayon.
I ate mine.
y'all need to give yourself a little bit more credit. I mean, what the crap?
No, it's
stimulus, a big word. What are y'all, retarded or something?
It's not a big
word. Wow.
Come on, man.
Wow. We don't drop the R retard. Word. Wow.
We don't use that word, Vaughn.
I mean, I'm sorry.
He is agitated.
Look, because that triggers Chris. Let me stop.
I'm just special.
He's just special needs.
All right.
Golly.
Man, and that was just a joke. I'm sorry, bro. All right. I'm going to sit here and shut the fuck up. Sip my tea.
No tea. What else? That's the one you sent this morning.
Yeah.
Ain't that the one you sent this morning?
That is, because we only had four on here for the day.
It's okay. Some days we have more than others. Because some weeks are busier than others. I mean, you know, we have a lot of feeding. Feeds.
Y'all want the last one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So I guess it's supposed to be five.
See? Because you did the one from last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's only four from this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One circle back.
Oh.
Uh-oh, your phone.
When I used to do weddings, I don't do weddings anymore because my life's different. I travel and I don't have the grace to spend that kind of time in council, because if I do a wedding, I meet with the people so many times, it's ridiculous. I'm with them more than they're together. I'm serious. I sit the wedding party down. I tell them why they're in the wedding party, not just for cool pictures. And I get the parents all together and I tell them what we're going to do on wedding day as far as spiritually, so we don't just do a Ken and Barbie woo, that was a great thing, and have no marriage. You know, you got parents that don't let go of their kids. I have the mother and the father walk both down, the bride and the groom. I have them all stand there together, and I say, who gives these two? And I make sure they all say, we do.
That way you don't have any in-laws becoming outlaws. That way you don't have a mom that's holding tight and a dad saying good riddance.
Oh, we did.
But I teach this stuff. I teach the wedding party that you're not just there to be 5x5 and look pretty on pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, oh, I only got four and I got five and I need to find another. So you just handpick somebody to have 5x5. No, if you only have four that fit the description of why you have a wedding party, then you have 4x5 or 3x4 or 5x3. Because you want sincerity in heart there, not outward appearance. Because mm-hmm. What is a wedding party? They're witnesses of the marriage. And they're standing there on the day you give your life to one another in God's presence with vows, and they're there vowing to assure that they'll do everything in their power to make sure that that's fulfilled, and it's only remains this. So 6 months later, you don't take your best man out to eat, and he says, so how's things going? Well, you know, I think I jumped in this too soon. I don't know. I don't know. There's some things that just bothered me. She just, I don't know. You know, I was worried about that. I saw that in her. I tried to talk. Yeah, I know. See, that's not a best man. That's a boner. A best man looks at him and says, buddy, what are you talking about, man? Did she get married for you, or did you give your life to her on that day? Come on, man. You gotta love her like Christ loves the church, and you bring the best out in her, and you cause her to shine. Come on, you're starting to think for yourself and feel for yourself. You sound like a man of the world. What are you doing? That's a best man. Your girlfriends get together and start confiding, and if you got a little pain in your heart, you're not a good counselor for somebody that's hurting. You're the worst person they could talk to.
That was quick.
That was an abrupt stop.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was a quick stop. Like, he was like, I was like, did his phone stop acting up too? Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was an Android thing. Wasn't sure.
You hear that Apple privilege over there, man? That's just crazy.
Hey. Anyway. Yeah, that right there was really, I say it was heartfelt because, you know, being the single one out of the bunch, I really take it. Well, you've been married anyway.
You have
to. It don't count. Yeah, that doesn't count. When you marry gay people, it never counts. Yeah, it doesn't. It's anyway. Not for me, it don't. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry, that triggered me. I'm just joking. But yeah, what he said, I'm just a firm believer in that because I've sat and I've watched, I'm going to say my family, my brothers get married. And I feel it is my responsibility to make sure that y'all are y'all's best you know. So anytime that, you know, there's issues or anything may rise up or trouble may be on the home front, I just feel that because I was there and, you know, even though it was some things were years ago, whatever, you know, that I just feel that it's, as a sister, you know, it's just my responsibility to make sure that you're always seeking the best advice, you know, sound advice, you know, because I'm all for love and marriage and all that good stuff. So I want to see, you know, marriages work, last, all that good, you know, all that. But sometimes you just have to know when to throw in the towel as well. But I just think some things are bigger than others. So I would be a crazy person to be like, well, yeah, you know, every time y'all come to me, you know, oh man, you know, something as simple as, you know, somebody might want to put up a tree or something or whatever. You know, I'd be like, well, yeah, that's stupid. You know, no, I'd be like, well, you know that person, that's just how, whatever. And I'm going to try to encourage, you know, growth. I'm going to say that. That's
bitch, what the
fuck? No, I'm just saying, I took on responsibility watching y'all get married. So, I mean, to me, that's what I took out of that. How you were saying, you're not just there at the wedding as a participant. Thank you. I said a party of the picture. A participant. You're there as far as, you know, to make sure that you're giving sound advice as well in their growth of their relationship in their wedding. So, yeah, that right there. Mm-hmm. I think I could have said it easier. Chris, Juan.
Oh, y'all looking at me.
I said Chris. Oh. Then I said Juan. And Juan looked. And I said, well, then Chris.
I forgot what the thing was.
Juan. No, Jesus.
I get that. And yeah, I never really, you know, thought of a wedding party like he was describing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it makes sense, though. I mean, the people are there as witnesses, and I mean, usually they're your people that you're tight with anyway. And I would like to think that you're already policing your own rank, so to speak. You know,
yeah.
And the people are close and everything. So, but I like how he broke it down.
Do you want to go last? You want later to go last?
I don't care.
Y'all were fighting for it. I see it. Just you got the eye of the tiger. I'm like,
okay.
Okay, let it go last. We're like, screw it, man. Okay, let's go.
Just, I mean, it was just, I just it we. I mean, I don't think there's. We all know. I probably agree with that. Mm-hmm. I don't even view it as just from the wedding party aspect of it. I mean, I just think that, and this is for both, you know, husbands and wives. I mean, I think you have to surround yourself with a good tribe that is going to feed and try to build
your marriage as opposed to most people are going to say, I don't be listening to people like that. But if you get enough negativity feeding into you about whatever it is you're going, you have to have people that are speaking life into whatever it is you're trying to grow. Be it your business, be it your marriage. If you're surrounding yourself with people that aren't speaking life into the things that you're trying to grow, it's not going to grow, or it's going to be really difficult for it to grow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's not, because sometimes you can overcome the odds. I don't believe we're held down by our surroundings, but it's a lot easier and more productive to grow anything when you have people that are speaking life mm-hmm. into whatever it is that you're trying to grow. So, yeah. That's my $37.45 version of
$37.
Wow. I apologize, man. I apologize.
I hope my words weren't too big.
I apologize, sir.
No apologies needed.
Nah, man, because that struck a nerve. That was a trigger. I am so sorry, bro.
Oh,
that was not my intention.
Bro, man, I'm kidding, man.
I thought I was too, but
I guess I wasn't.
You changed my mind, man. You changed my mind. I thought I said it in a joking way, but I guess it didn't.
You just need a shot.
We got 10 minutes for that. We got 10 minutes.
10 more.
I think that more people need to be taught that. And that leads, for me, that comes from having proper premarital counseling. You know what I'm saying? But in order for that, you still have to be in that type of a faith or mindset. You know what I'm saying? Because yes, there are different types of marriages. Mm-hmm. There are some people out there that they don't care. They're gonna have a traditional wedding just because that's the thing to do, and it's gonna be picture perfect, and that's what they want out of their wedding. So, you know, you got more people than not actually just giving the people what they want versus helping them to make this life decision. So they're looking at it two different ways instead of looking at it as what it's supposed to be, you know, a life decision, you know, the union of two lives. But that's not always what is being taught. That's not always what people know. So, you know, what he's saying, I think it's true. And, you know, but you got to be tapped into it. And I just don't think that there's enough people tapped into that, you know, as far as like being in church and you know, really wanting to do things, I'm going to air quote, the right way. Because your right way and my right way may be two different things. Mm-hmm. So that's why I warranted the air quote. Yeah, I think that's about all I got on that one. But I mean, it was neat to be able to hear. And I mean, because, you know, I'd never heard it explained that way. Right. I always knew that, you know, usually it's good people, you know, your close friends. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you got 23-year-olds, he don't have close friends. He got drinking buddies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's something that should be done through the premarital counseling, you know, to teach him how to pick his wedding party, to let them know that, hey, this is why we have these people here. So when you make these decisions, keep this in mind. Otherwise, you're going to have Terrence, Terrell, and Big Juju. You know what I'm saying?
We have long established that we are no longer doing that.
Timothy.
Thank you.
Timothy John, Espen and
Espen done grew up. He in somebody's wed.
Yeah, Espen in somebody's wed now. Espen.
Yeah. Timothy, yeah. Espen, and
Steven.
No. We gotta.
Is Steven okay?
No, Steven. We can't do Steven. Espen.
Yeah, Franco.
Espen.
Franco.
No, Juan. You need like Calvin. A. No, no, you don't need a. Oh, ooh, you need like a Syed.
Ahmad. Ahmed.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to be very diverse. With that.
Okay. Isn't that the purpose?
He's got a diverse friend group.
Isn't that the purpose? I thought that was the purpose.
Well, I just don't want to always be doing Tyrones and Nims, and that's all. Tyrones, but yeah, I'm Nims. Cool with. I'm cool.
You cool with
that.
The Syed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said we go to
Syed. He's the one. Both of them, I think, pretty cool.
I think Syed is the female version of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounded good to me. Hell, you can roll with it.
Sound tight.
What next? That's it?
That was it.
That was it.
Is we done? Is we about to wrap it up?
We done early. That's awesome.
That's good because we got somewhere to go.
Yeah. Again, thank everyone who listens. We hope y'all have a great holiday season. Of course, we'll be back next week. Y'all can listen. Y'all can catch us on
everywhere you get your podcast. Everywhere, including Apple Music, or you can always go directly to our website, 3sgpod.gray, the number 8fam.com. That's 3sgpod.gray8fam.com, and follow us on Instagram at 3sgpod.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great week. We'll see you next week. Love
you. Bye-bye.
Bitch, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck?